Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. So today I am really excited to share with you all some of my best parent and teacher communication tips. Communicating with our students, parents and families is a really important part of our job. However, what is the best way for us to communicate? Sometimes finding time to fill in communication books every day is really hard, especially if you have staff shortages or maybe you have behaviours at the end of the day or you'll get called out of class. So what are some of my most recommended ways for you to communicate with parents? Well, today I'm going to share some of my best tips with you all. First are smartphone apps. So we live in a world where almost everyone has a smartphone or access to some sort of app. And there are some really great ones out there. Some of these are Remind, Brightwheel, Class Dojo, Seesaw, Blooms. Now, one of the benefits about using an app like this is that it will provide you with a quick and easy way to communicate with your students' families. And it will also provide them with an easier way to communicate back with you and to have instant access to any communication. However, there are some disadvantages to using apps. So although most people have smartphones now, not everyone does. And they'll also require your parents to download the apps, sign up for accounts, and check the app regularly as well. Now, not all parents are tech savvy, and the process of setting the app up may be daunting for a lot of parents. Now, as with any call, I do always try and make it positive. So at the start of the school year, maybe for back to school night, meet the teacher night, you can have a station set up in your classroom, your area, that will show parents and families how to set up this app on their phone, and you can show them how to use it. You can also make simplified printout guides for your families so they know how to use the app, how to communicate with you, where to look for communication from you. Now, another great tool for communication is social media. So a lot of schools actually have Facebook and Twitter pages now. Now, you will need to get permission from parents and families. But once you have this, you can share photos and updates on social media accounts about the students in your classroom. So this way, parents can see what you've been doing in class, what's happening soon, reminders. And I really like being able to share photos of things that my students are doing because none of my students really can go home and tell their families and parents what they've done in school that day, but I can show them this way. Now, as with all things, there are some cons to this as well, and many families may not provide permission for their child to be on social media because not everyone's happy with pictures being shared on there, especially when pages are public and anyone can see and access them. And this is a huge issue for vulnerable and looked after children. And again, not everyone may have access to internet or has social media accounts. But as I say, I always like to make a positive spin of every con. So you can still have a school Facebook account that gets updated every week, and this will keep parents and families up to date. So this is also a great way to reach out into the local community, especially if you need any help within the school. If parents don't want photos being shared publicly, you can create a secret group for your school or class and information can go on there. And this leads us on to a school website. So we had a school website and it is a great way to share information with our students' families. And every class had their own section on the website and we would put our weekly photos, what the class are doing, upcoming events, reminders, what we're working on, what themes, what targets. So it was just a great way for parents to have access to all that information. However, again, one of the main cons may be that some of your families may not provide permission for children to be included in photos on a website. And again, not all families have access to internet and are not maybe tech savvy enough to access the page and find their child's class. So again, I like to try and always keep it positive. So again, provide your families the chance to come in for a quick session in your class and show them how to access the website and where they can find things like photos, events, and reminders. Now, another great tool that I like to use when I'm communicating with my parents are newsletters. And I will send home a newsletter every week to families, and many of our parents will actually opt to have the newsletter emailed to them, while some do prefer to still have it printed and sent home with their children. So the newsletters are generic and they discuss what we've been doing in class, what's going to take place, what we're working on, upcoming events and reminders. So they are really great to use, but they can be time consuming to make and they're generic and not personalized for every child. However, you can invest or make newsletter templates and save time making them. That way you can just add text and photos and they're ready to go. You can save on ink by emailing them to parents instead of printing them out, and you can send them monthly rather than weekly if you feel it's too much too often. Now there's also a communication book, and I love to use communication books because I can communicate quickly and efficiently with my families every day. And you can find one that I use, I'll link it in the show notes later on. Our families love these communication books because it keeps everything together throughout the year and there's no more random notes in bags getting lost. The only con really is that it can be time consuming to put together, but they are personalised, the pages come ready set up, so you just need to add short pieces of information to communicate with parents, and this makes it more time effective for you. It also allows you the opportunity to look back on previous communication. So those are some of my favourite tips for how you can improve communication with your students' families and parents and anyone at home. So let me know, what are some of the best ways that you have found communicating with parents? And this is something I feel really strongly about, because when you have that good communication in place, that's when you're going to build good relationships with your students' families and parents. And it's really important that we do that, because the more that we build those relationships with the families, the more we know what's going on at home, we can help the student, we can work together, and it's all just in the best interests of our children, our students. And that's why we are teachers, because we want to help our children, we want to help our students succeed. So a quick recap, some of my favorite ways to improve parent-teacher communication are using apps on smartphones and iPads and tablets, social media like Facebook or Twitter, you could even have a private Facebook group, investing in a school website, sending home weekly or monthly newsletters, or having a homeschool communication book. Now, I've linked some of my favorite ways that you can access all of these in the show notes, so be sure to head on over, check those out, and let me know what some of your favorite communication tools are to improve communication with your students' parents and families. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of my Teaching Autism and Special Education Community podcast. I hope that you have been able to take away some great tips for how you can improve parent-teacher communication within your classroom or educational setting. If you would like to find out more about how to make the perfect setting for your autism and special education students, including communication, classroom setup, behavior management, IEPs and team management, head on over to read this podcast episode description and check out my Transform Your Autism and Special Education online self-paced training course. This training course is perfect for any autism or special education teacher who is looking to have a less stressful and more successful year in the classroom and to make their classroom a positive, safe, an engaging learning experience for your students. Thank you for listening again, and I'll speak to you soon.